Blog Talk Radio. So we welcome you to the Soul Sisters Show. Today it's Thursday, October 4th, and we are going to discuss soul realignment, past life interfering with current life. That's a juicy topic. So call in and ask questions, discuss with us, or get a mini reading live on air. Call in at 714-816-4628, 714-816-4628, and international callers dial +1 714-816-4628. I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece this time. So I just arrived here yesterday and we have a beautiful weather. It's 28 degrees Celsius, so it's hot and nice. We are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and any spiritual topic, actually. So we are very broad in our shows. Call in at 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. And remember to press 1 on the keypad on your device to be placed in queue so you can speak with us live on the show. You can listen live and text chat with us during the live show at psychictalk.net/live. psychictalk.net/live. So join us while listening in the chat room, and you can comment, ask questions, chat with other guests and listeners that are on the chat, and even request a mini reading. So call in now and get your spot early. This is the time, 714-816-4628. Let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, my sister Sue, all the way from Arizona, U.S. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm good. It's very nice out today. I think we're a little bit cooler than you. It's 75 degrees. We've had a bunch of rain here. So we're finally getting away from those 115 degree weather. So it's nice. It's really
wow.
Nice. I think we're actually cooler than you in Greece.
Yeah.
You're 80 degrees.
I'm actually surprised by that. Yes, because you live in the desert. But here, you know, in Rhodes, because that's on the southern part of Greece. It's an island. And, yeah, the weather is very nice and hot, even into December, actually. So I'm going for a swim someday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the desert. I can't quite do that.
Okay, you can have a sand.
Yeah.
A sand bath.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to remind our listeners here that you can call in now for questions and mini readings. Get your spot in the queue, 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. And because we are a show that discusses the Akashic Records and soul realignment, you can join a free webinar about the Akashic Records with our own teacher, Andrea Hess. You go to psychictalk.net/Akashic. psychictalk.net/Akashic. Akashic is spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C. And if you'd like to contact Sue or myself to book a private reading or just ask us anything privately, visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Anne. So, Sissy, before we move on with today's show, I know that you, on every show, you want to mention a little bit about what we did on the last show.
Right. Yeah, last week, that was interesting. We had Zelda Kelly on. She is a, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, a cartomancer. Basically, is someone who reads playing cards. And quite honestly,
yeah.
I feel strongly that this is the first divination tool that was used way before tarot. I strongly believe that it was just regular playing cards.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, I started out with those too. I forgot that art because I didn't touch them for maybe 30 years or more. But my grandmother taught me. So that was so interesting.
Right. Yeah, it was. She's. We hope to have her on again soon. We're thinking about getting a hold of a few of our past guests on the show. Maybe. We'll have to see. We'll let everyone know. Anyways,
yeah.
This is show that is also about the Akashic Records and soul realignment reading. And basically, the premise of this show is to discuss what soul realignment can do for you, how we pluck out certain areas in soul realignment that we try to explain, and this is through our education, we try to explain to our listeners what this can do for you. And in fact, today is a good one, which is soul realignment, past life, interfering with your current life. That was one we were choosing to take on today. So if you haven't called in yet, give us a call at 714-816-4628. And, of course, international callers, press 1, 714-816-4628. So, Anne, would you like to discuss some of this, some areas where it pertains to past lives interfering with your present life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is one really interesting topic because most often we have a lot of energies that are coming with us from other lifetimes. And it can be kind of challenging to distinguish they are and how we can move ourselves beyond them. So I think our today's topic is very, very juicy.
Right.
Do you want to start, Sissy?
Sure. One of the things that interests me, and I think you as well, as practitioners of soul realignment, we one of the first things we work with is the soul's preference on its sex, basically, whether it's a male or female. Its gender is a better word. But all souls, by nature, are androgynous. I can never say that word correctly. So they're neither male or female. However, souls tend to have a preference that they would like to incarnate as, and usually will come back several lifetimes as that gender. For instance, you may have a male soul that comes in. Actually, no, I'm going to say a divine masculine energy that incarnates as a female, and vice versa. We have a divine feminine energy that tends to come in as male. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean, for instance, someone who is a gay human being, they are automatically Just because they may have feminine tendencies, it doesn't mean that the soul was actually more of a female. That soul could have still been more male. But I think because the soul is neutral and it chooses to come in as one is more dominant than the other, in my opinion.
Yes.
I think that's, you know, for all.
I think so, that's interesting because, sorry, Sissy, can I jump in?
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's interesting because someone that, yeah, we are all androgynous. I hope I spell that right too. When we are created, and that means we are nor female or male in our energetic signature. But some souls chose to incarnate. For instance, say that they chose to incarnate as females more often. So that usually means that they feel more comfortable incarnating as females because it's simply not known to them. It's something that they recognize, even if they can't put their finger on it. And if they come in as a male in a lifetime, they might feel a bit off and not really being where they should be, even if they chose to come in as a male this time. And it's very interesting. And on the other hand, it is same for someone that has incarnated as a male and comes in as a female. And if you are an androgynous soul, you have incarnated almost equally all times as female or male. So you feel comfortable in both. And I think that it's nothing that is better than the other. It's not better to be androgynous, or it's not better to feel that you are a female soul or you are a male soul. It's just like it is, and it's based on our choices. But that can explain a whole lot of things, why we might not feel comfortable, even if we are not bisexual or gay or whatever. We might feel that we are off if we come into a certain gender that we haven't been in so often before. So that can explain a whole lot of things. And sometimes, you know, we can say that someone is, this is a girl with a lot of male stuff. She's doing a lot of male stuff, or vice versa. So that's interesting.
Right.
And usually it doesn't matter so much. But for someone that can feel that feeling and identify with being the opposite sex in this incarnation, that can be something that explains a lot of things for them. So it can be very comforting.
Right.
Do you have anything to add, Sissy?
No, I agree. I think that androgynous isn't positive or negative. It just is. And all souls are, by nature, all souls are androgynous. And that choice, you know, that choice that we make to come in as a certain gender, of course, we have no memory. You know, we don't remember that. But we, you know, if there's something that doesn't feel right for a lot of people, you know, coming in maybe as a female, but they don't have those traits, you know, those female traits, and they know something is off. That's where you and I, as practitioners, can come in and locate that information for a client. And when you do, you express that to a client, there's so much relief. You're finally confirming to them what they've known and couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, they knew it intuitively.
Yeah.
And to express that to them and let them know, it's a huge, it's a huge relief, so to speak.
Yes.
But
and
the
very funny thing you know, the terms female or male and stuff like that, and even androgynous, that's something society is putting on us. That's a label. So if we come into a certain gender, we feel obligated by society and family and traditions and everything, culture, you know, we are supposed to be in a certain way. So that can in itself start a lot of issues and challenges if we don't feel comfortable in that specific box we are put in coming here.
Yeah, that's a tough one, because then you get into what society sets for us. I don't think that's really bad per se, just because basically we're using it as it's another way of saying, okay, you're female because you have breasts and your sexual organs. You were born that way. I understand it's a way to determine between men and women. That's, you know, it is.
Yeah.
And I think there are pressures. I don't think there's as many pressures today as there may have been back in our time and our parents and grandparents' time, where girls, for instance.
No, it's better. It's better.
Right, had to wear dresses and their hair had to be done. And they had that female look that they had to have. We don't have that anymore. I think society, those, what was the norm back then, but they just don't apply. I think if anything, you know, now society is much more open and less judgment is placed upon those who are who they are, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways.
And on the other hand, I'm just wanting to say something more about that. It's a very interesting discussion, because if you, I think I lost it. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I lost it.
That's all right. We can move through other aspects.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the things.
Yeah. So
one of the things that can occur is we can create agreements, and those agreements can be with any type of organization. It could be religious or even a political party. And these are, of course, past lives. And what that does, it creates a binding. So now you're bound to a certain organization, and over time, as we incarnate, there's a lot of things that can come up in our lives that are blocks and restrictions, and we don't necessarily know why. So, for instance, Anne and I can go in and locate what that agreement was and heal that. We can work on those agreements.
Yeah. Yes.
Go ahead, Anne.
And having a binding, it means that you on some level promised something to a religion or a political party or another organization, where you gave a part of your power away in that lifetime. And the energy of that binding, it's like energetic cords, right? So it can still follow you if you are unaware. And it can actually make you feel off and maybe insecure sometimes while you have to make decisions, because you feel that you promised something and you gave a part of you away for something. In that sense, it might sound more logical also. It is really logical, because if I joined a political party and I didn't stand up for my values, for instance, and I died and I came into another life, and then that kind of would make me feel that I didn't fulfill my promises somehow. And it can be a challenge and a struggle for someone in the life that's coming after, because, and even many lifetimes, if that continues to exist, that's something that can be tricky to find. But it is most often present when you feel that you cannot get away or try to do the things that you want to logically and with the basis of your experience in this lifetime. So it doesn't make sense to you. One way to recognize that it is a pastime issue is that you try a lot of ways and a lot of things, and you try to kind of overcome it. But that is like trying to work out karma, because it is some kind of a karma. Karma is law, cause and effect, right? And
right.
You need to understand somehow, if you can relate to something that happened, you can understand it, and then it can be cleared. And there's another issue here. If you have something following you, an energetic blockage or binding or whatever it is, from a past life, it cannot be cleared in the times in between lives. It has to be cleared by yourself or with the help of someone while you are incarnated where it was created. And that means for us in this third dimensional reality. So that's where we have to do it. So if we don't, and no panic, guys, please don't panic.
Right.
If we don't clear it this time around and understand it and have it healed, then we'll have it in the next lifetime. But the beautiful thing, it is beautiful too. I'm always pointing out the beauty of everything, because that is like something that will help you grow and something that will help you understand and make new choices. And if you did join and have a binding, did join a political party or a religion or whatever, and you were so dedicated to that, that might not have been in alignment with who you are at the soul level. So in that case, that will cause interference with you. Have anything to add, Sissy?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. I'd like to give an example, even just on a religious aspect. So let's say that someone took a vow of chastity, thousands of years ago, and through in this life recognized that they, while they may be interested in a sexual relationship, it's something they have trouble with. For whatever reason, it just never seems to work out on a sexual level. And that is something we can discover, that agreement, when we go into the records. If there was some type of vow, a religious vow taken, and it's such a...
Yes.
When that's discovered for someone and you relay that back to a client, there's such a huge relief for them to hear, oh my God, that makes so much sense.
Yes.
I knew because something wasn't right. Go ahead.
It can actually cause a lot of challenges and struggle with having a real relationship, because unconsciously, with that energetic signature from a past life, a wow is even stronger than a binding, because it's a very heartfelt promise. You really promised to not being in a relationship, for instance, to have chastity, and to have only have a relationship with God. So that can cause a lot of interferences with you. And if you have that energetic statement inside of you, because what you have inside of you, even if it's a small stain and it is unconscious, it's going to radiate from you somehow. So you are going to attract people that are kind of interacting with you on that energetic statement, if that makes sense. So that will cause you to have trouble meeting maybe the right persons or having long-lasting relationships, or being able to really get a real proper relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a huge interruption in someone's life, you know. And I can definitely understand for people out there who have had trouble in relationships and can't understand why, you know, why this isn't working out. And so when you make an agreement, when the soul had made an agreement of a vow on a religious level, this is something that always will get in the way. I think vows are, you know, one of the biggest, if not coming second to that, probably would be binding. But there are other types that we come across in this work. And some of them are pacts that we make, curses that could have occurred, vows and bindings like we talked about, and negative unjustified karma. Even spells can affect, affect us in this present life.
Yeah.
In fact,
actually,
go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, a curse, for instance, is a concentration of ill wishes that are negative energies that back are backed with a lot of emotional energy behind them. They're something that could be placed upon us. Someone wishes us harm, let's say, and then they feed that. You know, they feed that thought over and over again. Yes, and that's just one example. Sissy, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I wanted to say that curses are, yes, they are, someone that is angry can throw a curse on us, and it's not going to harm us if, here's the kicker here, because we do somehow, maybe not in this lifetime, because now we live in an open society, but I think that it's very common to have them from past lives, because that was a part of the culture in many countries and in many places here on Earth. And if something is believed in, that gives that thing a tremendous amount of power. Make sense? So even a spell, you know, but curses and spells, both of them, they have an intention while they are being done. Maybe a spell can be said being a little more worse, because it's like, it can contain magic also. So you can actually feed a lot of things, specifically if the person that does that is a strong believer. So they feed that spell or that curse with a lot of energy, and that is what it's
right.
making. We even have things like, yeah, but that's usually happening in a present lifetime, like having negative thought forms and things like that.
Right.
And it's kind of easy to just explain, but that's always present, because that doesn't come over in lifetimes, because they are thoughts. But even thoughts that are fed with much energy, they can be independent. So they are kind of a living entity by themselves. They can get very strong, and in that sense, they can interfere with you very much. So
right.
I think that's one of the reasons also it's kind of hard sometimes to be in the public eye, because there are so many things said about you and so many opinions.
Right.
If that makes
yeah.
sense. And even negative unjustified karma is interesting, because that is something that the soul basically thinks that it's repeating that pattern of not having done properly, closed and healed that karma. So this it is healed and it is closed and it's not there, but the soul keeps repeating it. You can say like playing a CD over and over again. So
right.
it's like coming into a pattern that is not is something that's interfering with you, and that can be cleared, of course, as well. That's fairly common too to have. It's like the feeling that you haven't done everything you could in a certain issue or matter. So it's interesting.
Right. Another one, you know, I can think of are bindings too. So a binding basically is a situation that was created where we surrender our free will to another person. So in other words, we choose to let our free will be bound by someone else's free will. And that, of course, that can happen at any time. And I'll give you an example. If, for instance, you have a partner you're with and you've been with for many years, and that partner has always been ill, and they say something along the lines of, you know, always will you always be there for me, never leave me, always take care of me, because that partner has a fear of being alone and not receiving the help they need just for their day-to-day lives. And that person agrees to that. Well, what can happen is that right there, that's the binding, just that statement, agreeing, you know, the partner asking their spouse to be there, because what happens is through the next incarnation, these same two people are going to meet, and they're going to keep doing that, that some form of a binding is going to occur between these people. So binding can be very hard to break, you know, because we just, we agree to something and kind of just surrender our own free will.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
but
you know.
Go ahead. I was just going to say that on the positive side, when we get awareness and we can understand why certain things have been going on in our lives, and we can relate to that, and we say, aha, I get it, then we own back our own power. So that is the moment we can start to make choices that are in alignment with us.
Right.
That's very beautiful.
Right. And it's not to say that those things can't be dealt with a practitioner. They can be, and they can be healed. And it's through both the practitioner and the client, that's something that can finally be broken, so to speak, just through the work that we do. And so, yeah, that's just another one that I would definitely. And in fact, when you say that to a client, when you finally let them know, you know, you've agreed to this binding, you surrendered your own free will, not just now, but you've done this in the past, and this is what I located, they are so relieved to hear that they know this is very familiar when you relay that information. It's a sigh of relief.
It's most often very relieving, and people do recognize actually the circumstances and what you can feel around this and why it has interfered with you in this lifetime. And yes, you can, of course, do everything yourself. But that would take a long time because it can be tricky to find out. And we are not so distracted from ourselves, how to say it. So if we are going to do things for ourselves, we are in our body with our soul, right? So it's hard to be standing on the outside looking into yourself. So that can be challenged. And I think that the beautiful thing with soul realignment and the Akashic Records and doing a reading, for instance, is that someone's helping you to gather the most important parts that are interfering with you at that very moment when the reading is done. So that helps you to actually see a lot of patterns and being helped to clear them. And with that said, to having a soul realignment reading, that's a healing modality. So we go in and we see many other things as well, so you can get an understanding. And the meaning with it is that you will get a picture, you will be able to relate to it, and you will recognize some things, and you will say, okay, I get it. So now I'm more aware, and now I can start to make new choices. That doesn't mean that you're ready and you're fixed forever, because it's like walking on this path also is like peeling an onion all the time. But it's a clearing work, and it is a reading that is kind of setting you off, a resetting, if you can say that.
Right. Yeah, right. And like I've always said, even with just the term soul realignment, I kind of see it as a realigning or an adjustment to areas of the soul, because we're not perfect. None of us are perfect. We all have things that come in our lives. But it helps when when you can bring about the information and there's that aha moment, and you're healing that for a client. It's such a huge relief that it's discovered. So for me, it's kind of like getting a physical alignment. It's the same thing, you know, when the body's physical alignment is out of alignment and we're adjusted, it relieves the pain that occurs in the body. So, and this is more of an etheric alignment. So that's how I like to always prepare it. On that note, I think you have a few, just some things you can
announcements
say
to make.
Before we take call. Yeah, someone
yes,
else.
Yes, I was thinking, we have many callers we're going to take you on soon. Just going to very shortly here mention a few things. It's the bottom of the hour here, so here are a few quick announcements. You can find out all about our amazing episodes of all of our shows on Psychic Talk Radio coming up this week at psychictalk.net/upcoming. psychictalk.net/upcoming. And we have many new hosts and new shows. So go to psychictalk.net/upcoming to read more. We really have, I think we have 4 new hosts actually. And if you want to check out our hosts, you can go to psychictalk.net, click on the top menu on the right side where it says Meet Our Hosts, and you can read about all of us there. I don't remember how many we are. We are continuously growing, so I think we're 18 right now, if I'm right. The next episode with the Soul Sisters show is on Thursday, October 11th, and we discuss the universal laws. How can you apply them? What are the universal laws and how can you apply them in your life? Plus, we take your calls for questions, discussions, and mini readings. We'll be on 9 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. London time. Next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is tomorrow, Friday, October 5th. With a Guidance Guidance show and hosts Shakti and Naki. They will discuss the history of All Hallows Eve, plus take your calls for questions and mini readings. They'll be on tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific and 1 a.m. London time. On Saturday, October 6th, it's the Mystical Musings show with host Mary Brown, and Mary offers past life crystal and oracle readings to her listeners. So you want to join that one. That's a juicy one too. She'll be on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. London time. And on Sunday, October 7th, it's the Return of the Angelic Reams show. They have a new day, so they will be on Sundays. And they also have a new co-host, Sharona Rapsake, and she'll be joined by host Maria G. Moss and Dax Carlisle. They will keep an open lines episode. Sunday, they'll be on 11 a.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. London. So if you haven't called in yet, now is a good time to do that. 714-816-4628. 714-816-4628. You can find us on Twitter, psychictalk.net/Twitter. If you'd like to contact Sue or myself or book a private reading, please visit our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue or psychictalk.net/Anne. So I talked enough, right?
Yeah. that was perfect.
Let's
bottom of the
calls.
Hour.
First. Let's get some calls. Yes.
All right. Let's see who's been in here the longest. Hello, caller.
Hello?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay. sorry. It's 2:40 in the morning here in the Whitsunday Islands in Australia, and I go by the name of Bob. Yeah, it's a bit chilly. You guys are turning me into a vampire, but that's okay. I go by the name of Bob. And,
okay, Bob. Okay. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I'd just like to speak to three elements that you've raised so far in the show. And just to let you know where I stand is I believe all are equal, all are unique, and all are sovereign. Now, the topic of the show, past lives interfering with present lives, I spoke to somebody about 3 or 4 years ago, and this lady said, well, originally my soul came from Aldebaran, but my first incarnation on planet Earth was as a scientist in Atlantis. And I thought, hey, that's cool. And then my last incarnation on planet Earth was as a tribal elder in the Northern Territories in Australia. Now, how that's impacted on my current physical experience is I spent about 25 years in automotive research. I didn't have a degree, but I did extremely well. So it's like that scientific aptitude that I had in Atlantis is still with me. And as far as being a tribal elder, I was born and raised in the UK and came to Australia in 1989. And my family went back after 3 months, but I knew I had to stay here. And now I'm living up in the tropics on the northeast coast of Australia. And I don't own a pair of shoes. I walk this land barefoot. And I just feel really connected here. So that's me speaking to that particular point. The next point I'd like to talk to is Akashic record. For me, I have a very sort of mechanical or technological approach to spiritual growth. And I found a place within the silence of my heart that I call my knowing, and my knowing has no words. But more and more, residing in that space, and this is like in that half-awake, half-sleep state, I found a place I call the universal library of all that there is to know. And it's a tenuous connection at the moment, but it's getting stronger and stronger the more I practice it. And that's where I get my little insights, like thinking is the weapon of mass distraction. My mind is just a tool that I use when I choose, for I'm so much more in my mind. And it's a great experience. And so I connect that place to what you guys are calling the Akashic record. And I'm just a simple bloke, you know. And I believe that, you know, if I can get there, anybody can. Because we're all equal and we're all unique and we all have the opportunity. And the third thing I'd like to speak to, and this is controversial, well, controversial is just another label, isn't it? Everything's an experience. Yeah. There's no good, bad, right or wrong. They're just experiences. But when I was living in Fremantle in Western Australia, I was a very active member of a very large group of people involved in personal growth. And using the reevaluation counseling modality, and we had a big gathering one weekend, you know, men and women, boys and girls, and we're all sort of looking at healing the wounds of childhood. And in sessions with, you know, each other co-counseling, there were gays there, there were lesbians there, you know, how can you put label, but the amazing correlation that came out of the work we did that weekend, and there were hundreds of us there, that there seemed to be a correlation between, like, a woman that declared she was a lesbian, when she went back and looked at her family of origin stuff, her work, she was abused by a significant male in her childhood.
Right.
So that kind of said that she chose her sexuality in adult life from a position of fear. And the gay men found the same experience, that as a boy, they were abused by a significant female. And the correlation was amazing, you know. And but to see their eyes open once they'd made that connection, hey, you know, and it rang true for so many people that they'd actually chosen their adult sexuality from a place of fear and not a place of love. And that was an amazing weekend, you know, an amazing weekend.
Yeah.
And as I move forward in my own journey now, I set my life purpose to be to simplify my own truth. And how do I know what's my truth? Well, whatever resonates with my heart is my truth. But I also know that as we're all unique and walking our own path, I know that my truth, my story, my journey is only valid for me. I know that I cannot speak for anybody else, and all I do is share my own truth and my own journey in the hope that some of the lessons I've learned and some of the tools I've discovered will resonate with other equal sovereign beings. So that's where I'm coming from. And a lot of people find me confrontational, but I am Australian and I am blunt and I stand in my truth. And all I do is share my personal life experience, because that's the only real data I have. So
actually agree with everything. Thank you, Bob. I actually agree with everything you said, because what is the right thing for you might not be the right thing for me, and vice versa, right? So we are all individuals, and of course I have to mention it because it's a radio. As long as we don't hurt anyone else. But if we are walking this path, we try not to do that intentionally, right? But I think it's very individual, and I think that's very important to know, because you can't follow someone else's advice. You have to listen to be in alignment with you.
Well, I love that. That little picture I got. Yeah, I love that little picture I got from the hero's journey. I don't know if you've read the book or seen the video. You know, it's just talking about somebody typically going across the desert, and they can see the forest ahead of them. And as they break through the undergrowth, there is a path leading off to the right. But the hero's journey is, well, that's the path of someone else. You have to make your own way through the jungle. And that for me is so true, you know. And I love the way more and more people are waking up. But I'll finish with this statement, because I can talk for lifetimes on this. But it's like, for me, there are no gurus and there are no experts, because whatever people are sharing, they're simply sharing what works for them.
Right.
To assume that it works for another is nothing but arrogance.
Well, that's the ego.
I sold my ego years ago. From ego to wego.
Yeah. That's a good one. In fact, that one, The Hero's Journey, thank you. I wrote that down. I'm going to take a look into that. I've never heard that.
No, I never read.
Thanks for taking my call. And if you ever want me to talk, I can talk but my life is awesome, for I create it.
Well, oh, nice.
You know, Bob, nice. Get a hold of us, email Anne or myself at psychictalks.net/Sue/Anne, and we can talk a little bit further about possibilities of future shows. You sound very interesting.
Yeah. I think Anne and I are friends on Facebook.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. But yeah.
I'm going to check that.
Yeah.
Bob, what's your last name?
Egan,
you don't want
Egan,
to say that.
Egan. No,
okay.
I have no fears, darling. I am content with me. I'm content with me. And the benefit of being content with me is I no longer have the need to justify anything I say or do.
Right.
Because I know I'm okay. So it's Bob Eden, E-D-E-N. Thank you, ladies. I'm going to have a cup of coffee.
Bob Eden.
Yes. Thank you,
and
Bob.
And maybe take a nap.
Thank
have
you,
a good rest of
you. Thank you so much.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Sissy, next caller. You want to take your next call?
Absolutely.
That was interesting. Okay.
Very, very.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hello.
This is Jack. This is Jackie from New Jersey. Quick question.
Hi, Jack.
Hi,
I just
Jackie.
I was actually waiting for a while, but I'm just trying to find out just a little bit more about the Akashic Records and how it applies to me and my family.
Okay.
There's some issues that I've been dealing with for quite some time, and it comes back every so often. And I just want to know, is there anything specifically that I came here to do based on some type of agreement, vow, or promise that I made in another life? And is there anything I could do to change anything that was negative?
Okay.
And I'd just like to
do,
listen in.
Yes. Thank you for calling. We only do small readings here. But I'm going to try to say what I'm getting, and then we can ask Sue what she's getting. I'm actually, what I get for you is that you are on your way to awareness. So I think that you chose to come in here to have a new beginning for your soul and to discover yourself. And very often that means that we encounter a lot of things going on around us, if that makes sense to you. For instance, we tend to put etiquettes on things. Things are positive, they are negative, they are good, bad, they are, you know, whatever we say. But when we have energy, when we have energies, and we usually pray for them, we want change, we want something, we want to know something. So the energy starts to come into movement. But the energies are, if we don't label them, they are all kinds, if that makes sense to you. So I do have the feeling that you came here. I can't see your pacts and bindings and things like that, because that takes more work for us to go in. But I'm just sensing that your purpose is to, you really chose to grow this time around. And that means that you will confront and see those things that will make you let go of things that you need to let go of. So if there are things going on in your family, I think that they are there for, because they, you wanted to clear them out. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I can see here also.
Yes,
that
it does.
You
it
have,
does make sense to me. It does.
Okay. So you have a lot of angels around you, and you have a lot of abundance around you too. Try not to get into fear, because fear, that's kind of blocking us. And fear can sometimes be a distraction. I know that's very easy to say, right? It's very easy, because sometimes we are tired, we humans, right? But try not to be so much in the thinking either. Try to just, if you are encountering a lot of things going on, take a step back and just observe. And then you can see what's going on, because I think you have a great awareness. So you can see, okay, there is a drama going on here, and they try to pull me into that. What if I don't step into that? What if I stay here and just observe? And I just stand in my own power, and I tell things from my own point of view and how I feel about them. And it takes sometimes a bit of boldness, of course. Do you want me to, did that make sense in anything to you at all?
Absolutely, it did make sense. I am trying to do the observation part of it just to be able to understand how to navigate through the challenges. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And I,
but it
I'm
took me a long time to get to this point.
Yeah, and it takes, and it. I can tell you we're not laughing every day, right? But that's kind of a part of it. But it doesn't have to be, if we think it is difficult, we are making it more difficult because we have that approach. I know that's very easy to say too. And sometimes we can gain from getting someone to help with healing and taking us over the doorstep, so to speak, and find out what's going on. What are your, for instance, soul signatures and things like that. I'm going to ask Sissy. Sue, do you have anything to add here?
Yeah, I do. Jackie, one of the things, this has come up before, because we've spoken before, and forgiveness is what I get. So does that make sense? Something that you've got to forgive. I feel like this is something we may have discussed in the past.
Absolutely. I keep hearing the lesson of forgiveness, but I don't believe that you have to keep doing it over and over again to the same people who
right.
won't stop.
Right.
Right.
No,
I forgive myself. I forgive people who have hurt me, you know, and I want to move on from that, but I don't want them to continue to do the same thing.
Right. And that's their choice, too.
Yeah.
You know, while they may continue doing the same thing, you have to, like Anne said, you have to take a step back and be the observer. So if what they're doing, like Anne said, is drama-based, and you know you don't want to participate in that, you just have to be the one observing that and totally step back from what others are doing, because when we get drawn into drama, we take on everyone else's energy with that. I'm not sure why forgiveness has come up a couple times for you, but and I don't think it's for them. I don't think it's for those you need to forgive. I think it's something maybe with you. You know, I'm not sure if this goes way back, you know, a long time ago, maybe in your youth, but it's just something that comes up. And I feel like there was some type of binding, some type of agreement where there was a binding. I can't be 100% sure, but when you were talking to Anne, that was the first thing I wrote down. Again, that's something Anne and I can do, for you. If you've got a hold of us, it's too difficult to kind of explain all that now. It's what popped out for you. So there could have been very well agreements that keep occurring, some type of agreement you made, and it's still here today. Do you feel like there's something, you know,
absolutely.
In your...
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. Growing up, I used to hear my aunt say there was a curse on the family, and I never understood what that was. But I know also, like, my family pretty much is affluent in more ways than one, even though they moved to another country and started all over again. But I always had a struggle. And at the point of death, there was always a battle in all generations within my lifetime. And if I took a vow of poverty for whatever reason from a past life, I think I've worked very hard this life not to have to struggle. But I'm realizing that most of my struggles are coming from other people's actions, and they're not people who care about me. So I no longer want to be a part of any vows, any
right.
issues from another life, because now that I'm awakening and coming into my own and I know better, I know how to treat people and I expect the same behavior that I put out to come back to me.
Right, right.
And this is something that I've seen all my life, but I'm just now beginning to understand based on what was said to me growing up and even now and where I'm at right,
right
now, I realize that I think that whatever I came here to do in terms of trying to forgive people, I'm still working on it. I want to be rewarded for my efforts. I want to be compensated. I want to be given the things that I deserve. I do no harm.
Right.
If I don't do any harm, I don't think I should receive harm from anyone.
Right. And again, that's yeah. where I think you're right on that, as far as what may have occurred in several incarnations, past life incarnations, where it just hasn't been broken yet. Whatever it is has not been broken. Yeah, please consider getting a hold of Anne or myself. Just send us an email at psychictalks.net/Sue or /Anne. And, we can maybe discuss further soul realignment, come up with something for you. You know? But, I appreciate the call, honey. Thank you very much. Always keep in contact with us.
I sure will. Could
yes,
you repeat
absolutely.
Your information so that I can write it down? I definitely would like to talk to you further.
Sure. psychictalk.net/Sue or /Anne. You can do psychictalk.net/Anne. Either one of us is fine, honey.
Okay, thank
you.
I got that. I appreciate
Yeah,
okay, I got
Jackie.
That. I was actually typing it in, so I mute you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank
you.
Have a good
Thank
rest
you so
of your
much.
Week.
You
Bye.
Too, ladies. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Wow, Sissy, that's interesting. You know, I feel like this, you know, something that's just repeating over and over and over again for Jackie.
Yeah.
It needs to be cleared up. I think she's right. There's a
yes.
couple different things in here.
Yeah,
that need
and And I think that the reason we repeat things that we are so into ourselves, right? I've been here many times too. So I just sometimes cannot understand why I have the feeling of being stuck, because we are, it's very easy to say going to open up and listen to our intuition, but some things are so strong in energy. So if there is help from someone that can show us something that we can find, but the answers are still going to come from within. That's the fascinating part. So it's not like someone can do a reading for you and heal and clear you, and everybody's doing it for you. That's kind of the reset button, and to help you understand a few things and find some things and point them out so you can relate to them. That's really beautiful. I've been there myself. I'm not going to talk much about it, but I had help from a healer. I didn't know she did this kind of work, because I was feeling for a couple of years that I was stuck. I couldn't take myself over the doorstep, and I couldn't understand because I considered myself trying to grow, listen to my intuition, and sometimes we are so into our patterns, it's hard to break them. And even if we try to forgive, we try to be open, we try to be nice, we try everything. So that can be a great help. And I do think that Jackie will gain from getting some help to take herself over the block.
And I've said this before to you, that it's like, you know, when there's a pattern that is, we know it's something that's repeating in our lives and we can't see our way out of it. It's like standing in the center of a circle and, you know, you turn around and there's no exit sign. There's no way to exit out of this. So it's just something that's, you know, always repeating. And until that is discovered for you and healed, you know, we work on healing that aspect. And it could be many things, too. There could be a curse, like you talked about, a vow, and a binding, like I brought up. So, yeah, that's Jackie, I know you're still listening. Honey, you are becoming very aware and very enlightening. It's, every time we talk to her, there's a sense that there's a lot of growth going on. So kudos to you, Jackie. Keep it up. You're doing really well. Okay. Yes. So, Sissy, do you want to do end of show announcements?
Already?
At the hour?
Okay. Yeah, it's the top of the hour. So, do you have anything you want to add before I start the end announcements for the show?
No, I'm good. I think it was a good call today. You know, good callers, and I love the you know, the discussion of past lives and not interfering with the present. You know, there's so many areas you can take. You know, so many places you can go with that.
Yes, it's very interesting because we are all walking that path, right?
Right.
We all have connections, and it's like energetic cords that we have. So everybody listening, next episode with our show, Soul Sisters Show, is on next Thursday, October 11th, and we discuss the universal laws. How can you apply them? What are the universal laws and how can you apply them to your own life? Plus, we take your calls for questions, short discussions, and mini readings. We do really appreciate when you call in and discuss with us. So thank you for that. We'll be on next Thursday, October 11th, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. London time. And the next upcoming show here on Psychic Talk Radio is tomorrow, Friday, October 5th, and it's the Goddess Guidance Show with hosts Shakti and Naki. They will discuss the history of All Hallows Eve, plus take your calls for questions and mini readings. You don't want to miss that. 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 1 a.m. London, tomorrow, October 5th. We have brand new shows and hosts here on Psychic Talk Radio Network, so keep yourself updated on our upcoming shows at psychictalk.net/upcoming, psychictalk.net/upcoming. And you can reach out to Sue or myself by visiting our host pages, and that is psychictalk.net/Sue. Or psychictalk.net/Anne. So, Sissy, my soul sister, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before the show ends?
Sure. Just thank you again for calling in and listening. We love talking to you. We love working through and hearing your progress and how you've grown. I think for all of us, we definitely feel it in our hearts and we see it. Kind of a magical thing. So Anne and I both feel very strongly about helping and participating in your journey and your venture as you move through this life. On that note, I'd like to give a shout out to my mom and say, angels watch over you all night long.
Wow, Anne? That's beautiful. I love that. Yes, I'm going to say a few things more. So I'm going to thank you all for listening and calling in. And we really appreciate discussions. We love discussions. That's so exciting. We are back next Thursday, October 11th, and we discuss the universal laws. How can you apply them? And I want to, for all of you to pay some attention on an upcoming show. That is the next episode of Spiritual Landscapes, and its hosts, Lottie and Frankie, they are airing once a month, and they are thinking about doing it more, like twice a month, but they are still once a month. They be on
on Sunday, October 14th. They will discuss Past Lives Part 2, The Mystery of Karma. If you missed their first show, Part 1 of Past Lives, you can find it at psychictalk.net/archives. psychictalk.net/archives. And the date of the show was September 9th. And until we meet you all next week, you can find us on our host pages at psychictalk.net/Sue and psychictalk.net/Anne. If we didn't have a chance to take your call, please call in on our next show or to any of our other shows here on Psychic Talk Radio Network. We just love to have you on. And I will finish off with saying love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. Bye.
Bye, Sissy. Bye, everyone.
Bye.